صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه.
Today we're going to be looking at a beautiful aspect of the blessed description of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, which is the amount of white hair, or just the white hair that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. But not only that, now this is something that we'll be looking at, but along with that we'll look at what do the various narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us, what do we find in various narrations and ahadith with regards to the reason as to why the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had white hair. And this would definitely be something that would show us how much the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually had love, how much love he had for us, the nation and the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu an, he was asked about the white hair of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he gave an interesting reply, and he says that so when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would apply oil onto his blessed head and his blessed hair, then there would be no white hair visible. But when he had not yet oiled his blessed hair, then some white hair would be visible. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates about the amount of white hair that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. He says that the white hair of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were approximately around about 20. And we find various numbers in various narrations and riwayat, hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the narrations that we have received from the companions alayhim ridwan. So in this particular narration, the number that is mentioned is 20. So approximately 20 white hair. And then if we look at the location, whereabouts was this white hair, we find another narration by Sayyidina Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala an, where he was asked that the blessed head of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, did it have any white hair? And he replied, قَالَ لَمْ يَكُمْ فِي رَأْسِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam شَيْبٌ إِلَّا شَعَرَاتٌ فِي مَفْرِقِ رَأْسِهِ إِذَا الدَّهَنَ وَارَاهُنَّ الدُّهُنَ. So Sayyidina Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala an, he actually replied that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no white hair except in the parting, because we've learned that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hairstyle was what? That he would part his hair from the middle. So at that point of the parting, Sayyidina Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu an say that there were some white hair at that point there. But when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would oil his blessed hair, then those white hair would not be visible. Now, as for the reason as to why the Prophet ﷺ had white hair, we hear a beautiful narration that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he says to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ya Rasulullah qad shibta, that O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you've started to get some white hair, you've started to develop some white hair. And what did the Prophet ﷺ say as a response? He says, so the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that these blessed surahs have turned my hair white, have made my hair go white. These blessed surahs, so Surah Hud, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Al-Mursalat, Amma Yatasa'aloon, and Idha Shamsu Kuwwirat. But keeping in mind that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of all the creation, from amongst the entire creation, he is the best. And along with that, he has the most fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also, because he is a Nabi, he is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are ma'asoom. It is impossible for them to commit a sin. So we find this, that the scholars, when they explain this, that when the Prophet ﷺ, he says that these surahs have caused my hair to turn white, what does it mean? So the scholars have explained this as, so because these particular surahs of the Quran, they include the calamities and the difficulties and the troubles and the tribulations of the Day of Judgment. So these things are mentioned within these surahs. So these surahs may cause the Prophet ﷺ to be concerned. It made him be concerned for the ummah. The Prophet ﷺ became concerned for his nation, for his ummah, after having read and after having seen the calamities and the troubles that would be on the Day of Judgment. So he became concerned for the well-being of his nation. So this is the reason for why the blessed hair of the Prophet ﷺ turned white. So his concern for the Ummah and for the nation. And this is something for us. This is the reminder for us today, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has such concern for us, has such love for us. We find that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for our sake. He cried for us. He cried for our forgiveness. He was born beseeching for his ummah, ummati, ummati. He left and departed, physically departed from this world, whilst also seeking forgiveness for his nation, and he continues to do so in his blessed grave. So our Prophet ﷺ loves us this much, you know, he loves us so much. So this is the reminder for us today. What are we doing to repay that favor? What are we doing in return? How is our love for the Prophet ﷺ? And this is something that we need to take on board. When we find something is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves this particular thing, then we should do so. We should try our best to implement that into our own lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do so.